step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Emanating from www.michaelnimmons.com. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
I'm Kevin Merida, Senior Vice President of ESPN.
Hi, everyone. This is Roxy Roll from Western Air, Bahamas.
I'm Monica Morgan, international photojournalist and motivational speaker.
Hello there. I'm meteorologist Denise Isaac from WXYZ Channel 7.
Hey, this is Maurice Griffin from BET Sunday's Best.
I'm Lauren Winfrey, TV news reporter for today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is Dr. Eddie Connor, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud show with my main man, Michael Nimmons. Grew up listening and singing If I Could Be Like Mike, and I really do, so I had to listen to how he brings it, how he flows with it, how he engages you, how he speaks truth to power and inspires you to do something greater than ever before. Don't you dare miss it. Continue to listen. Think out loud, speak out loud. Michael Nimmons.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening
to. The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
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 So one of the best radio shows that I've ever been on.
And in Detroit, I can't go without Thinking Out Loud with my boy, Michael Nimmons.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
Featuring author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons.
Hello and welcome to the March edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And I'm your host, author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons. It is the month of March, and you're tuned in to the show that's giving voice to issues that matter to you. A lot of the great things going on in the month of March. Of course, first thing that comes to my mind is March Madness. You're looking at a big sports fan, love college sports, love college basketball. This is one of the best times of the year, March Madness. We're moving into tournament time. The regular season is wrapping up, and people are gearing up for the conference tournaments and moving into the NCAA tournament. I know there are going to be some tournament brackets that are going to be circulating around the offices and people getting in the pools and things of that nature. I get into it as well, not for betting purposes, of course, but just for the fun of picking a winner. And those of you who follow the show know I'm a big Michigan State Spartan fan, go Spartans, Spartan alum. Hoping for the best, hoping our team will do better than we've done the past few years in the tournament. I am just keeping my fingers crossed, but believing that they are going to do their thing. March Madness. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. And of course, it is also Women's History Month as well. Very excited about that. I think we have a great, great show kicking off Women's History Month on the Thinking Out Loud radio show with Christian rapper and poet Ty Scott King. Man, I'm telling you, this interview we're going to be sharing with you on tonight is dynamic. She has a powerful, powerful message to share, as well as a great song in Shine. We're going to be debuting it right here on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Very creative and talented young lady. And she's also giving us an exclusive spoken word piece. Get ready, guys, entitled Queens. And I can't wait to share that with you as well. So we've got a dynamic, power-packed show in store for you. This is definitely appointment listening. You don't want to go anywhere. You're tuned in to one of the hottest internet radio shows online, the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Also, we'd love for you to stop by and check out michaelnemons.com. Got a lot of great things going on there. You can check out our past and present shows on the Thinking Out, for the Thinking Out Loud radio show. You can read our blog. We're going to be continuing to write and share our thoughts on current events and what's happening in our world. We'll be posting one in just a few days, so stay tuned for that. Also, you can go there and purchase our two books, Vision and Who Told You That You Are Naked. Two powerful books that we were blessed to write, and I mean, they are just powerful books. We've been getting great feedback from those who have purchased them, and we hope and pray. Actually, we know that they're going to bless you. You can go to Amazon. They're available there. You can also go to our website as well. Vision is available for $20, and Who Told You That You Were Naked is available for $14.95. They're also available in ebook format as well. So if you like to read from your iPad or your smart devices, you can do that. And each book is around the $5 or so, I believe. So we would love for you to check out both of those books, again, available at michaelnemons.com. You can also follow us on social media right from michaelnemons.com. You can follow our personal account at TOL Radio Host MSN on Twitter and Instagram. And definitely follow the show at The TOL Radio Show on Instagram and on Twitter at TOL Radio Show. And of course on Facebook at Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. So you can follow us, keep up with what we're doing. We love to get your feedback, love to get your comments. People are emailing us as well at contact@michaelnemons.com. A lot of ways to keep up with us. We love to know what you're up to and what you're doing. People are also reaching out to us to be a guest on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. If you or you know someone that you would like to be on the show, you can add us at TOL Radio Host MSN or send us an email at contact@michaelnemons.com. We would love to hear from you. Also, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. All of those things help to increase our ratings and rankings on all of these different podcasting networks like Apple, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere, pretty much all the major podcasting networks, but we would love to get your feedback. Rate us, review us, and of course share and subscribe to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We just feel so blessed to be on this platform, or to have this platform, and we want to share this platform with you.
You is live.
A sea of raised fists and silence.
2020 fight is getting very real. Democrats jumping in, speaking out.
Jussie Smollett. A month ago, few people knew who he was.
You're watching The Breakfast Club.
If you take it all into consideration, Stephen A.
Listen, the argument that where you absolutely disgust me.
A D-Lemon.
right now.
How you feeling?
Better than I deserve.
You feel better today?
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Hey guys, this is our What Are You Thinking About segment. We hope you like our new intro. We're doing a few upgrades and thought we would upgrade that intro. Hope you enjoyed it. This is the segment where we talk about everything and everybody. And we start off talking about the Momo Challenge. I'm sure you've probably heard about it. It is a hoax. But it really put everybody on notice when it came out. For those that don't know about it, the Momo Challenge was supposedly a image that came up on children's videos that were on YouTube. I ran across this on social media. And when I saw it, I immediately became concerned because my youngest daughter, Lauren, watches a lot of baby videos. And according to these social media reports, this particular image would show up in these baby videos. And it would tell these children to do all kinds of despicable and dangerous things to themselves, and it put a lot of people on notice. So I ran across this article on Vox that after this widespread panic, there was information released letting people know that this was a hoax. And Vox, according to news outlet Vox, this bogus Momo Challenge internet hoax has been explained. Images of a demonic chicken lady are stoking panic across the globe, with warnings of a dangerous suicide game that targets children on social media. But behind the hysteria linked to the so-called Momo Challenge is an issue far more revealing. This urban legend is likely little more than a hoax fueled by media reports and parents' fears about their kids' online activity. This image is very, very disturbing. We have a link on our Facebook page so parents can take a look at it. Many of you might have already saw it. We might be a little bit behind because of we weren't doing a live show last week, but we wanted to make mention of this for obvious reasons, because parents should still be aware and cognizant of what their young people are viewing on social media. It continues with, it's no wonder why the Momo Challenge has been able to capture the fears of adults with a mythical force that's persisted for months. The headlining image for the challenge is undeniably creepy, the stuff of nightmares for children and adults alike. But I understand that this is this image was created by it was created by someone in Japan. An image of the mother bird sculpture was uploaded on July 2018. And from there, the myth of Momo took hold. According to Vox, this challenge itself was likely cooked up on a creepypasta subreddit that catalogs horror urban legends. This is a very, very disturbing sculpture, I'm sure will scare a lot of people, including myself. If it popped up on your screen while you're watching a YouTube video. Oh man, I'm looking at it right now and it's really causing me a little concern. It's scaring me even as I'm recording this podcast. But I tell you what, I ran across a very powerful Instagram post from a good friend of ours, Teresa Ellis Liddell, at Teresa J. Ellis. We follow her on Instagram, and she posted something I thought I would share about this particular Momo challenge. And she said, I hear that Momo doesn't talk to your kids if they have a book in their hand instead of a tablet. Just think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. I hear that Momo doesn't talk to your kids if they have a book in their hand instead of a tablet. Let the church say amen. I posted on there, I said, that'll preach. That will preach. That will preach. And so, in so many words, your children, if they're doing more reading than viewing on the tablet, then they won't have to worry about the Momo challenge. They won't have to worry about the suicide game. They won't have to worry about any of these distractions that they can find on social media while they're viewing the tablet. But yeah, powerful Instagram post I thought I would share about that Momo challenge. But the lesson behind all of this is that parents, we really need to monitor and watch what our children are watching and what they are engaging on this worldwide web. We just really got to keep tabs on our kids. I mean, they are our most valuable asset. And we want to make sure that we give you that message. And we hope and pray that you were blessed by it. And also, we wanted to talk about the Oscars. We didn't get a chance to because we weren't on the air doing a show last week, but I'm sure many of you saw the Oscars. I thought that it was a great show. We're very happy for Regina King and Spike Lee for winning their first Oscar. Those speeches were dynamic. We're also happy for actor Mahershala Ali, who won his second Supporting Actor Award during that broadcast. Amazing young man with a great deal of talent. Just very happy for him and all that he is doing. It was definitely a great show, especially for us as African Americans. We have a history of not doing well receiving Oscars historically with the Academy, and when we do, it's for characters that are not notable, so to speak. Winning Oscars for playing a bad cop or playing a prostitute or a belligerent mother are usually the kinds of characters that get recognition with the Academy, at least from the African American's perspective. But in this year's Academy Award, I think the Academy tried to do their very best to acknowledge us and to pay tribute to the African American culture and history, especially during the month of Black History. So we're very happy for those Black actors that received recognition during the Oscars this year. Our comments are not our comments are not just reserved for those that receive recognition on the stage, but we saw something on the red carpet that we thought we wanted to make mention of on our show. There was a young man, young black actor by the name of Billy Porter, who wore a, you might as well say, it was a tuxedo dress on the red carpet during the Oscars. And I've posted this picture on Instagram. Very disturbing picture of this brother in a dress, a tuxedo dress. And when I saw it, I was just completely blown away. I mean, yeah, I was appalled when I saw it. And one of my good friends on social media posted a picture on her page, Keita Jones. She said, I think he looks awesome. And I had to vehemently disagree with her for a number of different reasons. And I'll read you my my comments. So yeah, I started off by saying that this was crazy, and she responded, but how? He's just being himself. And so I went on to say, this is the continued wussification of the male gender by today's fashion industry. We see it becoming more prevalent in Hollywood, from skirts to skinny jeans and leggings to now dresses. This is ridiculous. It's the blurring of the gender lines. And I said, it's not him that I have a problem with per se, but it's the agenda of this world system that I have the problem with. He is just a willing pawn in this agenda and being used to promote this gender equality neutrality message. And on my Instagram at TOL Radio Host MSN, I posted the picture and I asked the question, is this really where fashion is headed for men? Or is there something more sinister, with a capital S-I-N, going on? Let's discuss. So, Michelle Martin 915 at Michelle Martin 915 said, ridiculous. My good friend at Jay Stevens Live, comedian we had on the show, said, this is from the devil, bro. From the devil. And I said, it's really unfortunate how corrupt our mindset has become. For some people to think there isn't a problem with a grown man expressing himself this way is completely and utterly ridiculous. So, you know, I might be in the minority when it comes to the idea of men wearing dresses, but I just don't believe that is the way things should be. I think there is a difference between the way a man carries himself and where a woman, and how a woman carries or should carry herself. And men carrying purses and wearing dresses is definitely not how things are supposed to be. But I believe, again, as I said, this is a part of a greater and much larger agenda. I think it's definitely not God's will for us as men to carry ourselves as women. Again, I believe it's the homosexual agenda that's being promoted here, and just not something that I'm in favor of. But love to get your thoughts and comments about that at us at TOL Radio Host MSN. That's at TOL Radio Host MSN. We'd love to get your comments and feedback about this story. Again, you can see it on our Instagram at TOL Radio Host MSN. I believe we've posted a picture there, and we'll also post a picture on our Thinking Out Loud Facebook fan page as well, so you can check it out there, or you can just send us an email at contact@michaelnemes.com. And finally, I want to give a big shout out to my daughter Maya, who's 9 years old. She did a tremendous job performing at her school's Black History program. Shouts out to David Ellis Academy West. The theme for the show was the Grammys, and she was Alicia Keys, and she sung "This Girl Is on Fire." No, she sang that song, "This Girl Is on Fire," and I want to share a clip of that song with you. Check it out. Maya Nimmin singing "This Girl Is on Fire." What did I tell you? I mean, talented. She's got a big voice, big heart, big dreams, and I'm just so proud of her. And I wanted to share this song with you, the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show listeners. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. If you love that, add us at TOL Radio Host MSN. Let us know what you think. Send us an email at contact@michaelnemes.com. This was your What Are You Thinking About segment for the March 5th edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to break, and when we come back, we're getting right into our interview with Christian rapper and poet Miss Ty Scott King. And in a minute, we're going to be sharing with you her new single, Shine. So you don't want to go anywhere. You're tuned in to one of the hottest shows online. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Hi, my name is Maya, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with radio show host and my daddy, Michael Nimmons.
You better listen to that little girl.
Who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you were insufficient? Who told you that you were a loser? Who told you that you were a failure? Who told you that you were deficient? Who told you that you were nothing? Who told you that you were worthless? Who told you that you had no value? Who told you that you get you to believe?
Who told you that you were naked? It's a dynamic, empowering, and inspiring book about identity that is a definite must-have. Pastor Nimmons talks about an identity crisis that dates as far back as the Garden of Eden. You don't want to miss these powerful insights into not just the problem of this identity crisis, but the discovery of the spiritual solution. Get your copy now, available on Amazon for just $14.95 or by visiting michaelnimmons.com.
Like a victim when you are already victorious.
Hey, what's up? This is Ty Scott King. You are locked in and listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with my friend Michael Nimmons. Keep it locked.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
Miss the behind-the-scenes show featuring author, speaker, and playwright Vanessa Lynn.
As I said earlier, how your story sounds so similar to Tyler Perry. What are your thoughts about his decision to retire his famous character, Madea?
Catch it on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Spotify.
I think that, you know, just like with anything that we do, everything has a season. He has certainly done, you know, Madea was his door. We knew Tyler Perry through Madea. We'll give him a little break, but I'm positive. They can go back and listen to this recording for me and you. I'm positive that we'll definitely see Madea again. She'll make an appearance somewhere.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
April 15th is right around the corner. This is radio host Michael Nimmons, and yes, it's tax time. Haven't filed yet? No worries. We've got the place for you. Consumer Tax Clinic. Take it from someone who knows. They will sit down with you, go over your return, give great advice, and look for the best possible return options. Let the experts at Consumer Tax Clinic help you get the refund you never thought you could. They did it for me. Let them do it for you. Call Consumer Tax Clinic at 248-395-0078. That's 248-395-0078. Or visit their website at consumertaxclinic.com. That's consumertaxclinic.com. Consumer Tax Clinic, a tax service designed with you in mind.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Well, guys, we are back on a super excited edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. If I had to use a word to describe my next guest on this edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, I probably have to go with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That is just how excited I am to have this person on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with us on tonight. Man, I am thrilled and just honored again to have this person I'm getting ready to introduce. I know a little it's been about a year thereabout since she's been on, but she is still doing big things, and I want to give her a proper introduction before we bring her on the show. Ty Scott King is an award-winning Billboard chart-topping artist who has fine-tuned the balance between poetry and hip-hop. She has successfully showcased her poetic talent on the National Poetry Slam level, released two solo CD projects, and her recent new single, Shine, which debuts today, March 5th. We're so excited to be sharing this song with you on the air, as well as hosted both an internationally broadcasted TV show and her own radio show. Ty has also been featured in national radio ads for Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and Aveeno, and appeared on major television networks such as TBN and BET. From the U.S. Pentagon to overseas stages, Ty is always honored to use her gifts for the glory of God. It is my pleasure for the second time to bring on a powerful woman of God. We're so happy to have on the show with us on tonight. I want you to give a warm Thinking Out Loud Radio Show welcome to recording artist and spoken word artist, Miss Ty Scott King. Welcome to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
I need to like record that and let that play every time for as my introduction, Michael. It's been a year and since I've been on, and that's still a great introduction. I appreciate it. I'm so happy to be back on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are so happy to have you. I know our listeners are just as excited as I am to have you back on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. And as I said in our introduction, it has been a year. I can't believe it either. February 6th. February 6th of last year, 2018. You were on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, and I'm sure a lot has happened within a year. A lot has happened for our show within that time frame. We've actually recorded over 100 episodes of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Our show now is really moving at a fast pace. We're just excited to be able to do what we do and share this platform with so many influential and powerful people such as yourself. But, you know, a year has come and gone, and we want you to share some of the things that you've been up to with our listeners on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
Yeah, it's been a year. And if I had had a crystal ball when I came on the show last time, I wouldn't have believed some of the things that were in there. It's been a great year. It really has. On a just all levels, God has really done things that I wasn't even expecting. I've been, I think when I came on the show the last time, of course, I was releasing Concrete, which was my single at that time. And now today we're here and it's time to Shine. And so Shine is out now. I released it to the DJs first because I got to always show love to the DJs. And I'm so thankful that they and you are one of them, are so excited about the song. And so that has been, from then to now, Concrete has been the single that's opened a lot of doors for me, introduced me to a lot more DJs than I knew before. After releasing two albums and doing a ton of stuff before that, I was like, I feel like I know all the DJs. You know, it's impossible. Just a lot more DJs, a lot more opportunities to connect with radio personalities. And so on that end, it's just been this really awesome opportunities to go and minister a lot of new places in this past year, a lot of new churches, colleges, schools. And so I'm thankful for all the opportunities that I've had to continue to share my gift from last time till now. And then as far as just, I wouldn't say it's personal, but I guess on the ministry side, my husband and I served for the last 9 to 10 months as the praise and worship leaders at our church. And that's definitely the thing that if the Duval had shown me last year. So that has been a really amazing opportunity. Nothing that we saw ourselves doing. My husband plays the guitar. He produced Shine for me. But as far as singing, I grew up singing, but I never, you know, it's not anything that we're like, please let us be your praise and worship leaders. It was definitely God. And it's just been, it's been another level of reconnecting to God. I can get on the stage and feel totally comfortable doing poetry or rapping, but singing in front of people really scares me. And so it's given me an opportunity to really rely on God every single Sunday. It's like, Lord, if you don't sing through me, this is going to sound crazy. So it's definitely been a great journey that he's had me on this past year, and I'm excited that I got to take it with my husband. And just I'm just thankful. Like, putting out music is really great, and I'm honored to do that, but serving in this way that we've gotten the chance to do has been humbling and exciting. And so I'm thankful for all of it.
Wow, guys, I know you are enjoying our interview with recording artist and spoken word artist, the incomparable Miss Ty Scott King. We're so happy to have her on the Thinking Out Loud radio show for the second time, believe it or not, and the first guest that we've had on for the second time. So tell us about this new single, Shine. I'm very excited about it. And was really, you know, I'll say this, I really know that I have arrived when I got an email from Miss Ty Scott King that, you know, the new single was coming out, and she was sending it to me so that I could debut it on my radio show. I said, oh, wow. You know, I must really be somebody, guys. You know, I'm starting to get artist emails now, you know, debuting songs. I mean, hey, I must really be somebody.
If I just made music and had no one to send it to help me, you know, get other people to listen to it, then there's no point in that. So I have to remember who's been there, you know. I have to send it out so that you guys can continue to help me. So I have to send it to you and everybody else who's on the radio, because you guys are really the ones that are helping me to do what God has called me to do.
Well, I'm again honored that that you sent it to me, and we're excited to debut it on the show. Tell us about the single. What's the message behind the song? And again, I'm sure it's no coincidence that you released it on the first week of Women's History Month.
I would love to say that that was my publicity, or, you know, my thoughts, but I was fighting to release this song last month, like tooth and nail, and into some roadblocks that I couldn't surpass. And so a friend reminded me yesterday. She said, "Oh, it's March 1st. It's Women's History Month. Your single comes out next week. That's awesome." And I was like, "Lord, you did that. It's been up to me. It was coming out in February, you know?" I just see how God orchestrated that, and I'm thankful. And Shine is another song, like Concrete was about encouraging people. Shine is like saying, you know, I know we've been through some rough stuff. We get down on ourselves. We feel like, oh, it's not working for me, or somebody's forgotten me. And God is like, nah, this is your time. You're going to win. It's time for you to shine now. The craziest thing about this single is that about a year before I released Concrete, I wrote Shine. And my husband produced the beat, and we had the system crashed, and we lost everything. And I was like, Lord, I feel like I'm supposed to release something, but obviously it can't be Shine. And so I kind of sat for a while, and God gave me Concrete, and I put that out. And as soon as I put out Concrete, I said, we're going back and we're working. Like, you have to redo the track, babe. We got to. And Shine has just been on my heart for so long. And so I'm excited to finally be able to have it out there. And it's really an encouraging song, you know, to just remind people we came to win. We're going to shine. It's our time. And this is what it is. And God has orchestrated our steps to this point, and we have to step out. It's time to step out.
Wow. Well, we're getting ready to play Shine on tonight's show, so I want Miss Ty Scott King to introduce it for all of our listeners listening on Blog Talk Radio, wherever you are. If you're listening on Spotify, you're listening on Apple iTunes, you're listening on iHeartRadio, you're listening on Google Play Music, wherever you're listening, we're getting ready to debut Miss Ty Scott King's brand new single, Shine. So introduce it for us.
All right, y'all. This is Ty Scott King. You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. And now you are about to hear my new single debuted right here. My new single, Shine.
The devil, he a real lie, and all he speaks is negative. It's a stronghold, but my DNA is lioness, born bold. Now I'm a king, got the ring, took his last name. Call me queen, royal tie, I will not be tamed. I don't do this for the fame, passion is purpose. If I lose my life, this whole life is all worthless. My soul's already bought, God made the purchase. I won't sell out, highest bidder, not worth it. I won't be afraid to walk in my gifts stalling. Nothing holding back, not afraid, this is my calling. Cause I was made in this image with a sound mind. Can't be stopped, vision locked up, I found mine. And I'ma shine like my daddy who defeated death. And give it all for the call to my last breath.
We came to win, we gon' shine, yeah. Now is our time, we gon' hide.
But daddy had me cloaked so I could work through my fears. I had a lot of falls, plunged deep like Niagara. Thought I would drown, but it was love that I found. Or should I say it found me, then it crowned me. Now I'm a win, no labor, deck stacked in my favor. See, I can't lose, that's how my life's set up. So I'ma press the gas, no, I won't let up. So far from giving up, settled for the last time. Change of view, yup, I'm ready for the incline.
going up, no longer stuck, my life is limitless. I see the finish line, I'ma run and finish this. Cause fear can't hold back, but it is inside of me. I read the book, it's in my heart, devil can't lie to me. Knowledge is power, faith is key. I'm on lock, can't be stopped, yep, I'm scot-free.
We came to win, we gon' shine, yeah. Now is our time, we gon' hide.
This is Ty Scott King. You're listening to my new single, Shine, right here on Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you. This the show where we talk women in politics with Reverend Marcia L. Dyson.
You have a new congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, who said we're going to impeach this MF. What do you think of her comments?
Catch it on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Spotify.
We know the war cry is what she had said. What she had and how she said it, she has the right to say. But you ask me what I wish she had done, the reason why I was excited about her and the sister from Somalia being there, because I know for Somalia and Africa that we could at least, as American citizens, know that Africa was not one country. It was multiple countries on the continent. She had that opportunity to make us global citizens, and for me, she missed the mark with it.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. This book is full of positive insights on vision from people like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Miles Monroe. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. It is definitely a must-have. Just $20 for hard copy and $3.99 in ebook format. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
I know you are enjoying our interview with Christian rapper and poet, Miss Ty Scott King. Let's get back into this powerful interview. Again, we're so happy to have Miss Ty Scott King on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show for the second time she's released her single Shine. You heard it, and telling you guys, this song is banging. You know, Ty, it sounds to me, I know it was a coincidence in your mind, or you know, divine providence that it was released on Women's History Month. But when I first heard it, I was really making the trying to make the connection that maybe Shine was a message to women, you know, that is out the hour, and the pronoun hour was like you saying it's women's time to shine. I know it's a gospel song, and that pronoun can go for everybody, and you're probably speaking to everybody, but you know, I really made the connection there. I'm not sure if you were aware of that or not.
Yeah, God's timing is perfect, and you know, if women feel connected to it, I'm just happy that anybody feels connected to it. Like, it's so personal to me. The song, the verse starts out with me saying, "I used to be afraid to try, afraid to die." Like, that was real. You know, everything that I wrote in there was real, all my fears. But God was like, "No, I need you to push past those fears and shine." And so, you know, if women take that as a personal anthem, I'm honored about that. And if men want to come in there too, if men want to step in and take it as their personal statement, hey, the more the merrier.
Yep, absolutely. I know you guys are enjoying our interview with Miss Ty Scott King. She's on the Thinking Out Loud radio show, and we just enjoy having her on, again, releasing her new single, Shine. Ty, I want you to tell us, is there a female artist out there right now that you're, you know, really digging? You know, doesn't have to be a gospel artist per se, but is there a female artist that you think is really doing her thing, besides you, of course?
Yeah, there are so many, but to be honest, the first one that comes to mind is Dice Gamble. And Dice and I have known each other for a very long time, but when I think about someone who is just really powerful and skilled at what she does, Dice is a rapper. She used to rap in the secular world a bazillion years ago, and her testimony is just amazing about being delivered from so many things. But she's a Christian rap artist, and she recently released her CD. And just if there's a person that I can pick up the phone in the industry, I have a lot of women that God has blessed me to be connected to in and out of the spotlight who can pour into me. But when there's someone that I have to ask a question to, like, what about this or what about that industry wise, I call Dice. Or if I just need to like vent and talk, I call Dice. But yeah, she's a friend and really a mentor. If she hears this interview, she'd be like, what? But yeah, it's, you know, it's good. She's that iron that helps to sharpen me. And so Dice Gamble is the first name that would come to mind.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. It's always good. You know, I know God is just awesome. He always puts the right people in your path, always puts you in, you know, places where you are, you know, in the company of like-minded people. And that's another way he really confirms that you're in his will. You're walking in your purpose.
To have so many, and I don't say it like it's a million people, but my husband is always like, "You're always naming these names." He gets lost in all the names of people, but I'm thankful to be able to say that I have so many people that God has blessed me to be able to call on and to get wisdom from. And just, it's like, it's kind of unfair because I know some people are like, "I just need one good friend." You know, God can send me one, and he's blessed me with a lot. And so I try not to take them for granted.
Right, right. Absolutely. I know you are enjoying our interview with Miss Ty Scott King, debuting her new single Shine on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We're so very happy to have her on the show with us on tonight. You know, you are a gospel recording artist, gospel rap artist I want you to talk a little bit about the culture of CHH, Christian hip hop. You know, what do you think? You know, who are some artists that really are doing their thing? You know, now, you know, who do you see that's up and coming? You know, what do you think the direction of the culture is? You know, think it's going in the right direction or the wrong direction? Just kind of want to know what your thoughts are on the CHH movement.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of promise and a lot of hope. And as far as artists, it's like so many. My brain is overloaded. Like, I think a lot of people are like, man, there's not really many people doing this. There are thousands of very amazing artists that are doing Christian hip hop. But the first couple that come to my mind are Aaron Cole. Aaron is still a teenager, and he's recently signed to Goatee Records. And when I had my radio show, I had Aaron on because I felt like at the time he was already gaining popularity. But I just knew, it's like, I could just hear his stuff and think, man, he's special. And it's just really, really awesome to see how far God has taken him in such a short time. So I think about Aaron Cole. I think about Stephen Malcolm, who, if there's someone that could hear an interview and be like, I want to work with him, like, he would be a person that I would love to work with. He's just a phenomenal rapper, just really creative. Just his videos are cutting edge. Wande, she's another one that another artist that I had on my radio show. She is Wande is maybe in her early 20s. She's doing a lot of stuff now with Reach Records and just really different, really going against the grain. But one KFU is another young artist that I can think of. And I wouldn't say necessarily that they're up and coming, because although they're young, they have been putting in a lot of work over the years. And 1KFU is a recent addition to Reach Records as well. So I'm excited about what I see happening now in Christian hip hop. But I've always been. I don't know. I can be a eternal optimist. I just believe in the genre. I believe in the people. I believe in the banner that they're listening up. And so I'm excited to see what they're doing, to hear about it, to hear the music that they're putting out. Erica Mason is someone else that's doing a lot. There are so many, and I feel bad when I name names because I really hate leaving people out, but I know I can't tell you names because I will really be telling you names for the next 2 hours if I named all the people that I just think are amazing and doing a lot of really honorable things in this genre. But I'm excited about it. I don't have any doubt in my mind that their music is touching souls, that they're part of a soul winning process. And so I think it's great. I know there are people who are coming to Christ because of their music and because of their testimonies, and that makes it easy for me to say I don't need to care or hear about any negative stuff. Like, I see that they're winning souls, and at the end of the day, that's our mission. That's the Great Commission, and as long as that's being accomplished, I have nothing negative to say about how they do it or how they don't do it. Like, what's the fruit, period.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, what I appreciated about your answer is that you really, gave us some names of individuals that, you know, quite honestly, I haven't heard of. And I consider myself, a CHH, aficionado, so to speak. You know, I listen to it all the time. some of the podcasts I listen to is Rapzilla with Chris Chicago and the DJ Wado show. And, we all know the names like Lecrae, Andy Mineo, Bizzle, you know, the God Over Money crew, you know. But there are a lot of people out there that are doing big things in the kingdom. And, I think this is a great time for the emergence of Christian hip hop, and for God's message to come out in more creative ways, from more creative vessels. And they're doing their thing, you know, point blank, period, point blank.
They are. They're going to the South by Southwest stages and just everywhere, you know, wherever we can share music, that's where they're going. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to the next youth explosion or the next gospel fest. They're going where people who love rap are, and they're taking the message of the gospel. And that's what the gospel is. It's the good news, and we're supposed to spread it and not be afraid to be the only light shining in a place, or oh no, it's too dark there, I can't go in. That's our purpose. We are created to shine. If we don't go into the dark places, it stays dark. I'm excited about the things that they're doing. They're like, man, I don't have time to be concerned about what y'all think. I know my commission. I know what I'm here to do.
Right, absolutely. You know, and this is a question I didn't have written down, but I just thought of it. I don't know if you've seen the clip that's been circulating across the web of Kanye. He recently sampled a Fred Hammond. I'm not sure if it was a song, a whole song, but he sampled a portion of a Fred Hammond song, and it's been on Instagram. I've seen it. I think I've seen it on YouTube. Have you seen this clip?
I've seen a little bit of the clip, and I honestly said I needed to go back and watch it again, because I just, so many people are excited about it, and I was like, I must be missing something. Kind of like, it's Kanye. I go in with all these preconceived notions and judgments that I should not, and so I definitely want to go back again.
And that is I understand it completely, and I've had the same response as well. Not a Kanye fan either, especially as of late with some of his comments about slavery and Donald Trump, when I saw this video, I mean, they were just all excited and hyped, and I was more excited for Fred Hammond. You know, I know him as an artist, and grew up listening to him, and this wasn't the first time that Fred has been his music has been either sampled or sung by another quote-unquote secular artists. I think I remember seeing a video of Jamie Foxx singing a Fred Hammond song. I think it was Blessed in a New York subway, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, it's just always, yeah, and it was a big crowd around him. I'm not sure exactly who the other artist was, but it was him and another artist, and they were singing a Fred Hammond song, and I was like, wow, you know. And what it really showed me was just how transcendent and how how influential Fred Hammond's music has been, not in just gospel music, but across the music board, you know, everywhere, you know, in every genre. God, you know, he has just been that kind of artist.
Yeah, and I can't say that I've met him like he knows my name, but I've met him before, and he just, the way that he received Christian hip hop way back, I would say at least a good decade ago, was so rare at that time for artists in his genre of gospel. So while a lot of people were like, oh, that's not of God, he totally embraced it. Anybody who does that is like, oh, you already got an A in my book. You know, you're a supporter, and so I'm thankful. I mean, he's a staple in the industry, period. Anybody who gives him the credit, it's definitely well deserved.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
giving voice to issues that matter to you. Miss the 100 Show? On August 7th, 2017, a show was born.
Welcome to the inaugural edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
Catch it on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Spotify.
In this edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show, we're going to be switching it up a bit and taking you on a trip down memory lane, highlighting some of our most influential guests. Denise Isaac, a former meteorologist for Channel 7. Kirk Mays, CEO of Forgotten Harvest. Kevin Merida, a senior vice president at ESPN. Rexy Roll, VP and general counsel for Western Air. Judge Vonda Evan.
God will use ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
You tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
April 15th is right around the corner. This is radio host Michael Nimmons, and yes, it's tax time. Haven't filed yet? No worries. We've got the place for you. Consumer Tax Clinic. Take it from someone who knows. They will sit down with you, go over your return, give great advice, and look for the best possible return options. Let the experts at Consumer Tax Clinic help you get the refund you never thought you could. They did it for me. Let them do it for you. Call Consumer Tax Clinic at 248-395-0078. That's 248-395-0078. Or visit their website at consumertaxclinic.com. That's consumertaxclinic.com. Consumer Tax Clinic, a tax service designed with you in mind. It's their birthday, they need a gift for that special someone, then call KCN Designs and sit back and smile. KCN Designs specializes in custom-made all-occasion baskets that are sure to make that special someone smile. Call KCN Designs today at 248-820-3691. That's 248-820-3691 and order your custom basket today.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
You tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Miss Ty Scott King, Christian rapper and poet. Let's hear the conclusion of this dynamite interview. So, Ty, you are a spoken word artist and a gifted one at that. Do you have any new poems to share with our listeners?
I'm just thinking, oh, if it's something new, I got a whole notebook of new stuff. And nobody's even heard before.
All right. A Thinking Out Loud radio show exclusive from Miss Ty Scott King, spoken word artist, guys. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Okay, so if I can, I won't say I'm diverting from what I do as a Christian, but I would say that this piece that I want to share, it's called Queens, and it's fitting for Women's History Month. So I actually wrote this piece for someone. Someone commissioned me to write this piece, and I have not recorded it. Yeah, it's not even recorded. It is copyrighted, though, so just know. But if I hear you doing it anywhere, you're going to give me credit for it. So, yeah, this piece is called Queens. Since the beginning of time, we have been queens,
powerful enough to birth nations and build empires. We inspire minds and set trends that travel the globe from end to end. And we don't pretend. We are magic. No illusion. Our powers were given through an infusion of supernatural faith, and we use them to make kingdoms great. From the late Winnie Mandela to Mrs. Obama, I like to call her Michelle, we are a deep well from which many draw wisdom, and our queendom cannot be denied. We cannot be shoved aside or trampled down. Instead, still we rise to rock crowns, and like diamonds we beam bright, all while keeping our locks, afros, perms, buns, bangs, bobs, or weaves tight. We have managed to reflect light despite discrimination based upon our gender. We possess a grace that is classic and refined, bettering with age like wine, while toasting to shattering glass ceilings and breaking sound barriers. We are the carriers of truth, sojourners, demanding justice and equality, because our RESPECT is not up for debate or dispute. Yes, we refute every futile attempt to downplay or degrade us, because we know who made us. Beautiful, wonderful, sensational, powerful. We are undeniably royalty. Yes, we are queens. And although we aren't always seen or treated as such, we continue to glow up, striving to be better than we were yesterday. We put petty away and form sisterhoods for the greater good. And now we stand in solidarity, condemning disparity, as we collectively raise our voices for change, transformation, so that degradation is no longer the norm in this or any nation. We are the advocates for future generations of Corettas, Oprahs, Avas, and the modern-day Rosa Parks, because now is the time to ignite change, and we, queens, we are the sparks.
I really felt like that poem deserved that. Man, woo, guys, you have just been treated to a phenomenal poem. All amazing queens, and how appropriate, you know, for that poem to for her to share that doing Women's History Month. I mean, that is amazing. So thank you so much, Ms. Ty Scott King, for sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
So we've heard her new single Shine, and she's blessed us with a poem that she has not yet recorded entitled Queen.
I really just wrote it for an event, so let me know.
Well, I'm telling you, on behalf of all of our Thinking Out Loud Radio Show listeners, to go ahead and record that. That is a winner right there. That is a winner right there.
For Thinking Out Loud Radio Show and Women's History Month.
Man, I'm telling you guys, I am just bursting. I tell you, if we were FaceTiming this interview, you would probably see me blushing, and I don't do that. But I'm enjoying our interview. We're just mixing it up with a good friend of ours, Miss Ty Scott King, a very talented, creative woman of God, recording artist, and spoken word artist, just doing her thing on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. So, Ty, as we get ready to wrap this interview, I want you to tell our listeners, what's next? What do you got coming down the pike? What are you working on? I know you got a lot of things going. What's next for Miss Ty Scott King?
I'll tell you what's happening on the other side of the door here. So, my husband and I often record at home. We have a studio here. And so I actually had to step into the office, because in our recording space, there's a team of people. There are a team of vocalists there. So before I had this interview, we were in an intense writing session. And so I had an earlier interview, and then they came over so we could write. And now they're recording the hook that that I wrote before I came in to do this interview. So I'm hearing the beautiful vocals on the other side of this wall. So I don't know if that's the next, but it's next. We're already working on some new music. There'll be there's vocalists, so they're singing. There'll be some poetry on there. There'll be some rapping too. It'll all kind of come together in this particular song. So if God says that's what's next, then so be it. But we're still writing. We're looking forward to heading to back east this month, actually, for Brenau University. They're doing a big choir. Their gospel choir is doing a big event, and so they asked me to come and close out their two-day conference, basically, on the second night. So it's always, I lived in Atlanta for many years, and so I'm thankful to every time I can go back and minister over there. So that'll be a thing. And then working on a West Coast tour, so spring, summer, that'll bring more travels on this side, as far as like Northern California, Seattle, that area. I'm working on some things there. So if you're in Seattle or Phoenix or Northern California, please reach out to me, or let's stay in contact, because that's going to be something that I work on for the next few months of this year. And so I feel like that's a lot. And so I'm going to stop right there and say that's enough for right now.
Man, we have been blessed by this phenomenal creative young lady, Miss Ty Scott King. So happy to have had her on the Thinking Out Loud radio show for the second time. That's right, the second time, guys. Man, maybe the third time will be a charm. She is definitely a friend of the show, and we follow her on social media. As we wrap this interview, I want you to share your social media contacts with our listeners so they can follow you, so they can find out where they can purchase Shine. I know it's available everywhere. So let our listeners know how they can keep up with you, how they can follow you, and how they can purchase this new single, Shine.
Yes, Shine will be available on all digital outlets. So you can come to my Instagram page, my Twitter, my Facebook, and they will all lead you to where you can buy it, iTunes, Google Play. You can stream it on Spotify. And my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you can find me at I Am Ty Scott King. That's IAMTYSCOTTKING. I Am Ty Scott King. And I would love to have you all actually go on and post a selfie. One of my recent posts on Facebook, I said I'm working on a collage for Shine. And so I would love for you guys to try to get in and be a part of that collage. I'll probably end up doing a few over the next few weeks, just to show how people are shining, just to show that we're out here, we're winning, we're doing everything God has called us to do. So please come and be a part of the campaign. Shine on us.
Absolutely. I got to do my selfie and make sure you get it. Yeah, Shine. Absolutely. This song is banging, guys. We definitely have enjoyed having Miss Ty Scott King on the Thinking Out Loud radio show, and we wish you nothing but success in all of your endeavors. You are such a phenomenal young lady, and we love your passion. We love your heart for God and all that you're doing for Him and your husband, and just you know, we know that the best for you is yet to come.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to join you.
It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
RESPECT is not up for debate or dispute. Yes, we refute every futile attempt to downplay or degrade us, because we know who made us. Beautiful, wonderful, sensational, powerful. We are undeniably royalty. Yes, we are queens. And what's up? This is Ty Scott King. I am a queen. So are you. And you're locked in right now to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with Michael Nimmons.
Happy Woman History Month from the Thinking Out Loud radio show. giving voice to issues that matter to you.
April 15th is right around the corner. This is radio host Michael Nimmons, and yes, it's tax time. Haven't filed yet? No worries. We've got the place for you. Consumer Tax Clinic. Take it from someone who knows. They will sit down with you, go over your return, give great advice, and look for the best possible return options. Let the experts at Consumer Tax Clinic help you get the refund you never thought you could. They did it for me. Let them do it for you. Call Consumer Tax Clinic at 248-395-0078. That's 248-395-0078. Or visit their website at consumertaxclinic.com. That's consumertaxclinic.com. Consumer Tax Clinic, a tax service designed with you in mind.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
Who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you were insufficient? Who told you that you were a loser? Who told you that you were a failure? Who told you that you were deficient? Who told you that you were nothing? Who told you that you were worthless? Who told you that you had no value? Who told you that you were you naked? To believe.
Who told you that you were naked? Is a dynamic, empowering, and inspiring book about identity that is a definite must-have. Pastor Nimmons talks about an identity crisis that dates as far back as the Garden of Eden. You don't want to miss these powerful insights into not just the problem of this identity crisis, but the discovery of the spiritual solution. Get your copy now, available on Amazon for just $14.95 or by visiting michaelnimmons.com.
Like a victim when you are already victorious.
Stay tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
It's time.
For the Thinking Out Loud radio show, Thought of the Week.
For our thought of the week, as we kick off Women's History Month, I believe we've had a dynamic show, and there's no better way to cap it off than with Maya Angelou's famous poem entitled Phenomenal Woman. Let's listen to this Pulitzer Prize winning poet describe the essence of womanhood.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, all you women and me.
Well, we hope you enjoyed tonight's show. I want to give a special shout out to my good friend, Christian rapper and poet Ty Scott King. She did an amazing job on tonight's show. We hope you go out and support her new single, Shine. As I said, it is a banger, and we truly appreciate her being on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. The single's available for only 99 cents, everywhere, on digital media outlets, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Play Music. Go out and support my girl, Ty Scott King. She is doing big things in the kingdom. Thank you so much for tuning in to the night show. We truly appreciate it. We thank you so much for your support. Remember to go rate, review, and subscribe, and even share our podcast across all social media outlets. We'd love to hear your feedback as well. Remember to add us at TOL Radio Host MSN, or you can even email us at contact@michaelnemons.com. We would love to hear from you. We truly appreciate your support, and we thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's show on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Tune in next week for another power pack show. We've got a dynamic testimony from Minister Daryl Woods. He's going to be on with his son, Daryl Woods Jr. We're calling this show The Transformation of Daryl Woods. This is a testimony that I'm sure is going to bless you. You don't want to miss it. I don't want to give away much of the details, but this is an interview that you don't want to miss. It's a powerful testimony coming from a powerful man of God. Be sure to tune in next week at 8 p.m. for this dynamic testimony. And so until next time, always remember, if you think it, you can believe it. If you can believe it, you can see it. If you can see it, you can be it. If you can be it, you can achieve it. The power rests within you. The mind is the most powerful muscle in your body. Use what you got to get what you want. The power is in you. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show podcast. Be sure to support all of our radio show partners. If you like the show, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Want to book radio show host Michael Nemons for a speaking engagement, book signing, or corporate event? Send an email to contact@michaelnemons.com. Be sure to follow the show on all of its social media accounts, on Instagram at The TOL Radio Show, on Twitter at TOL Radio Show, or on our Facebook fan page at www.facebook.com/Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Are you an entrepreneur? Want to advertise? Become a Thinking Out Loud Radio Show partner and take advantage of our free introductory advertising offers. Send an email to thinkingoutloudradioshow@gmail.com for more details. Visit the new home of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show at www.michaelnemons.com/TOL Radio Show. The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.